Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Minnesota Food Bank officials are hoping the federal government reopens by November 1st, so SNAP benefits go out next month. Zach Rodvold of Second Harvest Heartland says the situation was dire even before the shutdown.
We're already seeing lines out the door at food shelves. They're running out of food in some places and in some cases because there's not enough to meet today's demand. And if we're in an extended shutdown and adding tens or hundreds of thousands of more people to the lines, it's going to create a catastrophe.
Rodvold says coming up with that much additional food is an unsustainable proposition. Second Harvest Heartland distributed 167 million pounds of food in 2024. A new tool will help Minnesotans track how federal investments in education are supporting their local schools. MNN's Sean Maloney reports.
The interactive site puts useful, easy-to-understand information at Minnesotans' fingertips. Community members can see how much the federal government invests in their local school district, learn how their tax dollars are used to support learning, and share how federal cuts and uncertainty are impacting local students and classrooms. The Minnesota Department of Education developed the tool amid growing concerns with the federal government shutdown. More info can be found on the MDE website. Sean Maloney, MNN.
As winter approaches, the community group Bows of Love is asking residents to help preserve the green and blue ribbons displayed after the fatal shooting at Annunciation Catholic School. City of Minneapolis says the bows and public property should be removed by October 30th to avoid damage from street cleaning and snow removal. Residents can save bows for a future memorial or move them to private property. Bows of Love plans to repurpose the ribbons into a creative tribute to Annunciation School. The Minnesota Timberwolves rallied past the Trailblazers 118-114 in the season opener last night in Portland. The Wolves outscored the Blazers 30-19 in the fourth quarter. Head coach Chris Finch.
You know, I thought guys did a pretty good job of just adjusting to the type of game as it went through. Felt like if we just put enough time, if we get enough plays together at the right time, we'll win the game because we'd gotten to the kind of precipice number of times and then fell back. All credit to the guys, they hung in there, you know, beat a tough team.
Anthony Edwards hit the go-ahead three-pointer with just over a minute remaining and hit another shot in the final 10 seconds. And finished with 41 points. Julius Randle scored 19 and Jaden McDaniels added 18. And the Minnesota Vikings play the LA Chargers tonight in Southern California. The Purple fell to 3-3 with a 28-22 loss to the Eagles. The Chargers are 4-3 following a 38-24 setback to the Colts last weekend. This is MNN.